In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But I tell you, there are two resurrections in this story from Luke's gospel that we heard today. The first one is the familiar one, the one where the women from Galilee went to the tomb, where they had seen Jesus' lifeless body be laid before the Sabbath. They had gone with the spices that they had prepared, and when they arrived, the stone had been rolled away. When they went inside, the tomb was empty, and they were confused. Then, two men in dazzling clothes suddenly appear and ask, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." And so the women went back to tell the others what they had learned. That's when the second resurrection story begins. It says, "Then the women remembered Jesus' words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened." The resurrection of Peter. The resurrection of Peter. You see, the last time in Luke's gospel that we encountered Peter, he had denied Jesus three times. And before that denial, he was sitting at the table with Jesus, with the Last Supper they would have together. And Jesus told him, "You will deny me three times before the cock crows." And Peter said, "Oh, no, no, no. Not I. I will be with you until death." And yet, a short time later, out of fear, he did indeed deny Jesus three times. And Jesus turned and looked at him, and he remembered, and then it said he wept bitterly. And so here was a new opportunity to experience the message of Jesus, delivered through these women. All the others thought it was an idle tale. I love that phrase, an idle tale. But Peter did something different. Peter allowed himself to believe and understand differently than he had at that Last Supper table. Peter got up and ran to the tomb and looked inside and saw that there was only a linen cloth. That's what resurrection is all about. It's about being transformed, changing into something new, daring to understand differently. And when you do, like Peter did, God will amaze you. I had a resurrection experience this week. On Monday, like so many others, I was horrified and saddened as I watched the Cathedral of Notre Dame burning, engulfed in flames. And as we do these days, as a show of solidarity, I pulled up my photos from 2008 and updated my cover picture and my profile picture on Facebook with some of those images that had been captured of that beautiful place. And the next morning, my plan, when I saw the image of the altar with the burned debris all around it, but the cross still showing amazingly, I went and pulled out the picture that I had of that same altar taken 11 years prior, and I thought, I'm going to put these side by side, and that'll be the image for the day. And yet, as I was in the process of doing that, I noticed, I was reminded through another post about the three historically black churches in Louisiana that also had perished in flames, not flames caused by accident, flames caused by a hate-filled arsonist. And at that moment, I knew I had to make a change to what I was going to post. And I know that may seem incidental to some, but for me, it was important for me to convey a fuller message. And so I allowed myself to be changed. But not unlike Peter, I had to investigate a little bit more. So I got up and I ran to the tomb I call Google to learn a little bit more. And the first thing I learned was the names of the churches. St. Mary's, sharing the same patron saint as Notre Dame. Mount Pleasant and Greater Union, all Baptist church, all in St. Landry Parish, named after a Parisian bishop, no less, from the 7th century. The churches also shared a GoFundMe page in the hopes of raising $1.8 million so that they could all three be rebuilt. And as of Monday, as the cathedral burned, they had raised about $50,000. And while prayers were written for the Cathedral of Notre Dame and the money was being pledged hand over fist, I posted a different message. Yes, still those two images side by side, but also one of the three churches that had burned, and invited those who saw to reflect and include in their prayers those three parishes as well. So having had my own resurrection experience, like Peter returning home, I returned yesterday evening to that same GoFundMe page and was amazed by what had happened. As of 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 39,001 people had donated $2.1 million. For those churches. Now, I realize that my post did not motivate that nearly as much as perhaps Hillary Clinton's tweet and some of the other notables. But resurrection happens nonetheless in big and small ways. And when we allow ourselves to be transformed, to change our actions and reactions into something new, to think and understand in ways that invite us, compel us to lean into love, equity, compassion, and justice. We are living a resurrected life. And when you do that, you better watch out, because you are about to be amazed by God. Alleluia, Christ is risen.